Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Maui Podcast. It's been a minute since I posted anything around here. I kind of low-key forgot that I had this app, actually, so whoopsies. But I'm actually going to start posting a little bit more to see where this takes me. So thank you for listening, and we'll see where this goes. So today we're going to be talking about the Chicago Bears. I'm a huge, huge Chicago Bears fan. And obviously, if any of you watched the game last night against the New Orleans Saints, that was just, it was atrocious. The offense couldn't get anything going. In my opinion, the defense played really well, even though at sometimes players would miss some tackles or maybe even the play calling. There were some like third and longs. And instead of like stopping them, they would let them get the first down. And it was just, it would get frustrating, but not as frustrating as the offense. They couldn't get anything going throughout like the first four quarters, or all the quarters, I should say. Especially with that drop from Javon Wims in the first quarter, I believe. That could have been a big game changer, in my opinion. The Bears would have been up 10-7, and I think that would give us a big momentum, and it would give Trubisky some confidence. It would give our offense confidence, especially with Darnell Mooney being out, which he's a big part of our offense, and I think he's going to become a superstar, in my opinion. But just, man, it was frustrating. I told myself I wouldn't give myself too much hope for them winning, just because how they played against the Packers a few weeks ago. That told me everything on how they were going to play, how they were going to do in playoffs, to be honest. Especially with Nagy calling the plays again. When Bill Lazor was playing, calling the plays during, I believe it was week 12 to 15, I know they were playing garbage teams. They were under 500, whatever. But, you know, you could see that there was some spark in the offense. You know, the run game, we finally got it going. David Montgomery, he's a very super underrated running back. A lot of people think that he's a waste of a pick, but honestly, he's not. He's underrated. The reason why there was nothing going for him in the first half of the season was because our O-line was just trash. You know, they kept moving the O-line men every week. There was a different guy at a different position, so that didn't help, and the Bears didn't finally found a consistent line until like week 12 or 13, I believe, when, like I said, back to when Bill Lazor was calling plays for us. But yeah, like going back to the Saints game, I believe Nagy started calling plays again. And I feel that's the reason why the offense couldn't get anything going. Cause look, what a coincidence that the Bears offense kept putting 30 points, like for like 4 weeks straight. And then all of a sudden against the Packers, yeah, they have a better defense, but It looked off to me. It looked really off. I feel like they weren't doing anything what they were doing the past few weeks with Lazor. Another thing that I figured Nagy was calling plays again was because of all the screens. A lot of wide receiver screens, short throws, like nothing downfield, nothing. The same thing happened last night against the Saints. They only took a shot maybe like twice, even three times. I don't know. But that was just horrible to watch. So if you guys watched it, let me know what your thoughts are, what you think the Bears should do in the offseason. I have some thoughts on what they should do, but I'm mostly going to leave that for a different day. Or a different episode, I should say. So let me know your thoughts. All right, Maui out.